Yeah, what up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Noodles. We are on the Type 88 show on Maker Park Radio, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Today we have a special guest with us. This guy has been following his dreams. He's a veteran, he's a family man. He makes it all work, this guy. I don't know how he does. I don't know if he has a twin or whatever he's doing, but he's going to talk about his story with us today about his childhood dream and really making that a reality. And this is with a family and with a job, and he's going to go into all of it for us. So this man, he's just been on his grind ever since the day I met him. He just has a passion for people and kicks and the culture and supporting artists. And so I want to welcome my guy, Mike Perez, to the Type 88 show. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing? How's everything, man?
Good to have you here, man.
Thanks, man. I'm really excited, man. I knew you for a long time. We did a lot of crazy stuff together. Work our shows, collaborate, went to a Comic-Con.
I was about to say, thank you for that. That's my only Comic-Con, and that's thanks to you.
Yeah, man. You know, like, you always got to take care of people in your circle, you know? That's it, you know?
Yeah, man. You've been taking care of business for quite a while. For anyone who doesn't know, you've been, you know, of people that I've met, of friends, you're one of few that are like, I know a lot of sneaker heads, but you've taken some steps to go above and beyond in that world. So like, before we kind of get into like the big dream that you made happen recently over years of work with your wife and family, let's maybe talk about like, you know, sneakers a little bit and how, what was like that first pair that, you know, you got that got you into the sneakers? Do you remember?
Yes. I wasn't into sneakers. Like, I started getting into sneakers like 10 years ago. Okay. What happened was I needed a side hustle to make capital because I wanted to start a company. So you need money to start a company. So I didn't have that much money. But a lot of my friends at work used to buy like $800 sneakers, $1,000 sneakers. And I'm like, that's crazy, you know? And it was like, oh, I don't want to stand in line. I would just rather buy from a reseller, you know? So I was like, how much they go for retail? And it was like, oh, $220. At the time, it was $180 plus tax. So I was like, so you tell me, I buy a sneaker for $180 and I sell it to you for $1,000. And it was like, yeah, because I don't want to stand in line. So I was like, fine, let me do it. What sneakers you want? And that started off. Like,
wow.
I invested $360. And I turned that $360 into $70,000 in 6 months, but I had to pay people on stay in line. So the profit was like $35,000 in 6 months because tolls, gas, and having people stay in line. But
that's,
it was
still
great.
Not bad. Some people make that in a year. That make more than most, and that's your side hustle.
Yes.
So that's just awesome, man. So you did that. You started that 10 years ago. I know a lot of people are getting into the game now. You just had that intuitive vibe where you saw the opportunity and you jumped on it.
Yes. But back then it was totally different than now. Now they're always pumping out the same sneakers. So the selling value is not as much. You still make some amount of sneakers, only on the exclusive one, but not as the gap that I was making at that time. Because like Concord 11 used to come out like every 4 to 7 years. Now they're coming out every 2 years. So like the reflip value is low.
You know, gotcha. Supply and demand. And
yes.
And they see it. And then they're even, I see they even charge more now. I remember I used to get J's for what, 180? And now what is it? I haven't got it.
220. Yeah, 220 plus tax now.
Damn.
Yeah. But I'm not knocking Jordan and Nikes and everything. Hey, they got to do what they got to do, you know?
They got the demand. Yeah, that's. So do you have like for me, my holy grails are, they're like the one pair that I keep kind of like, I wear like on Christmas and I wear on like graduation, you know, I'll maybe wear them a few times a year. They're the Bred 13s.
Oh, the Bred 13 is so beautiful, man. I love those.
So
man,
those are my grails. Cause I love sneakers. I respect them, but I'm not completely immersed in it. But those, when I got them like 6 years ago,
yes,
I was kind of filling that void that I had as a kid because I always wanted them. But then that was when my foot got bigger, and they were like 180 or something when I was 13. And asking my mom and dad to pay that when just my dad was working was like, it wasn't happening.
Yes.
And there was no stock X where I could rebuy them. Or, like once they were gone, they were gone.
Yep.
But like once I got them, I hold them pretty in a high regard. So I only wear them like twice a year, three times. But what about you? Do you have a pair that you kind of keep on ice, or do you keep in a safe place?
No, my wife always like kind of pimps me out, you know. What I mean by that is like we go to a sneaker show and I wear my favorite sneakers and somebody will come up with me and give me a crazy number for my sneakers and she'll just like take them off. So I'll be barefooted in the sneaker show. So all my favorite ones are sold. You're saying like I had the Jordan 6 Motorsports, they're really exclusive. And everything, I got them for $400, and I went to a sneaker show, and somebody offered me $800 at their size. My wife was like, take them off. I had those.
There you go.
Yeah. Every time I wear my favorite sneakers, it's like, it's a curse. I can't go to sneaker shows.
God, and
the last one I sold was my Newports. And everything, I was so sad. I was hard for money because, yeah, you saw them, right? I had those, and I was really sad. My wife got into a car accident, so I had to... I'm saying I had to raise money up while she got hurt and I had to sell those. Wow. I got those for like $220 and I sold them for $3,500. I was so sad because it was like exclusive, really exclusive sneakers. There's only 250 in the world.
I remember those. I remember we were at a sneaker show and you were like, people were trying to lowball you. You're like, nope.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's trying to lowball you. Yeah. So like went from making, flipping sneakers to customizing. And everything. And when we went customizing, we did Freddie Wops with his hoverboard and everything. And it went viral when we did like a lot of work for a lot of celebrities, a lot of good people, you know, a lot of bad celebrities, you know, I ain't gonna say those names, but it was fun though. It was beautiful, you know, like the jet from ESPN flew us out to Atlanta, Georgia. We did artwork for him, Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, all of them.
That was early on, man. I remember that was like 7-8 years ago. Because that's like when we met, and I now see it, and of course I respect everyone being creative and stuff. But I remember that was early on, man. That was literally, you had the hoverboards and everything way early, and you were customizing. You were doing like packs with hoverboard and the kicks, and so shout out to you for just consistently evolving with the game, man.
Yeah, so you have to, man. If you're not, you get left behind. So like. It was a learning phrase, so I always recommend people to, like, understand business because people took a lot of – during this adventure, a lot of people took advantage of me because I was going to college, learning, running a business, and going to work and having a family. So the less you know, the more people's going to take advantage of you. That's what I always say to people. Like, you don't need to be a lawyer, but you need to know, understand how to read contracts, you know, because if you don't and you have, like, a little gray area, people will take advantage of that gray area. So – right now, I'm working on my sneakers and everything. From the video game Fortnite, you know, Drift from Fortnite, the video game.
I wanted to talk about that because I was leading up to that. So for anyone who doesn't know you, you and your wife, what parts do you both play? Because I know, you know, I know your wife gets busy. You get busy.
Yes.
So I know you're talking the business side. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your significant other. Your partner in crime?
Oh, yeah. My partner in crime is Samantha Michelle. That's a stage performance name, you know. She's an artist. She did a lot of internships and everything. She worked on one of the movies on Men in Black. She did the aliens and everything, the 3D graphics. She almost got a contract with Walt Disney as an artist and everything, but something happened. Can't talk about the Disney and everything. She do the artwork for sneakers. She does artwork. Like, we just playing around with the for AR, you know, gun. She did the artwork for it. She did camouflage. Amazing work. She's an artist. Like, whatever you dream of, whatever you see in your head, she can put it on paper or whatever you want, you know. That's what she does. Just exactly detail to the T, you know, that she's like that. She likes details, you know, everything, you know. That's her signature, you know. So she helped me do the sneakers by designing 3D image all around it so we could get the stitching correctly, the patterns correctly. Everything matches to the T. So you get that experience, you know?
Gotcha. So she does, she's like the creative wizard.
Yes.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. So
that's
like
a blessing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. You save thousands of dollars having somebody like that.
So how is it working with your significant other? Because, you know, you spend a lot of time at home. You're working on this. You're working on that. How is
it's
that?
Hard.
Yeah, is it? Okay.
It's hard because, you know, like I'm military and she's more like laid back, you know? So we bump heads a lot. Like if you tell me a deadline, I suspect you get in a deadline. And since she's my wife, she's like, oh, I get it done, I get it done. You know, like, you're my husband, you're not my boss, you know? And I'm like, no, I am your boss. So
gotcha.
It depends, you know what I'm saying? Like it depends on the chemistry of your relationship. It works out, it doesn't work out. But for me and her, it's like, she sees stuff her way sometimes, and she wants to do it her way. I see things my way sometimes. And it's not, it's like, it's crazy, you know? We both got the same birthdays, you know? So, like, we just, we're both Aries, you know? So, like, we always bumping heads. She's like, oh, this will look better this way. And I was like, no, but I see it in my head this way. So, but and at the end, we find the middle. So I'll adjust a little bit. She adjusts a little bit and everything. So, like, it, like something I'll take, like, 30 minutes to do by myself with her. It take, like, 2 hours, 3 hours. We always negotiate going back and forth because she wants the company to do, like, be perfect. Me too. But everybody has their own images, you know? Like, to say like, you see a movie of your life in your head, you know, how the way everything plays and everything. But she wants to do different Photoshop so you get a better view. Understanding, you know, so that's all. And it's like, no, I want the front shot. And she'd be like, nah, you know, like you're thinking in your head, so you have to do a bird shot, you know, that's the formula for movies, you know. So, and I'm like, I don't care, I want my
gotcha.
Yeah.
So that's cool. She's all about, you know, really seeing it through in a way that is the best product possible.
Yes.
And you too. So of course along the way. And I know in relationships, nothing's perfect, you know.
Yes.
There's disagreements, trying to figure this out. One person wants this, one person wants that. But then it's like finding that middle ground, which is a journey. But when you get it, it's worth it. So that's great that you guys, you know, making it work in business and in life, because that's a blessing.
Yeah, man, it is, because like, she helps a lot, you know, she makes me creative, you know, like we did a puzzle piece hygiene, one of the barbershop for autistic kids and everything, because our oldest is autistic and we had problems taking her to the saloon. People used to give us trouble or make us feel unwelcome or it was a problem. So we did that. So me and her just hired, we had a lot of volunteers, a lot of help from psychiatrists, doctors, teachers, and barbers come down and cut hair. And we designed a barbershop chair for autistic children and everything. And it should be coming out like next year and everything, because you have to get certified, get through testings and everything. And what I provide is manicures, pedicures, and massage table. And you can cut the kids' hair all in one, because it has to be a transition. You have to feel comfortable and everything. And it's for regular kids. And it snugs them so they don't put straps, because a lot of kids on the spectrum don't like straps.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can put an iPad on it or like any electronics. You can charge electronics when on it and everything, so they could be focused and everything. And we're going to get tested. We're working on the testing stage, make sure the kids don't fall out the chairs, get hurt and everything. So we got to send it to the CDC and everything so they could do that, get certified. And everything. And once that's done, we can start promoting the chairs.
Wow, that's something I knew about your child, and I knew you had ambitions to doing things in that field. But that's amazing. You're taking that to even create something that makes you know, grooming and things like that, just, you know, getting fresh, a better experience for someone. I can't wait to see that creation, because I thought we were just going to talk about kicks, but that's, you know, that's amazing, bro. To be doing I can't wait to see how that comes out.
Yeah, man. So I'll send you a picture so you can post it up later if you want. You know, I'll show you the picture. She, it's like at the prototype stage right now, the construction it, because I want to make sure that it weighs like no more than 15 pounds. So you can bring it to a school, help children out. And anything is easy to transport. So you don't have to have it stationary, you know?
That's so, sick, man. How about whenever you put that out, we'll just have you back on the show. We could kind of have a whole story about that. So everyone could see it again, you know, because they're going to start following you after they learn about these kicks. And once they jump into Mars and stuff and Jupiter. So let's maybe transition into that.
I'm down, man. You know, like, that's one thing about being an entrepreneur. You know, you got to solve problems. That's what you're there for. You see something wrong and you fix it, you know. You know what I'm saying? Use your experience, you know. That's why you're probably doing this, because something happened to you that you wanted to change, you know?
Yeah, bro. Like, for me, it was just, so it was like, kind of like, oh, wow, I want to have a platform to talk to people and really share our vibe. And then it was like, for me, it almost became like, I don't want to say greedy, but like it started feeding me emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing it for myself too. Because it just feels good to talk to people.
Yeah, it does.
And putting me on a schedule too. And because I don't talk to people that much. I do. But this literally throws me in a room with someone where I have to talk to them and learn about them, and especially things that are important. And I love doing that. But it's good. It gives me that. So it's I'm being a little greedy too, because I like need to talk to people.
Yes.
But it's good that I get to talk to people about what they're doing and they can share their story too. So it's a win.
Everybody has their own drug, right? That's what I see. As much as like helping people out. I love helping people out. That's my drug. And saying I get good endorphins, I feel better by myself. I feel like I accomplished something, you know? Hey, everybody has their own type of drug, you know? Some people's the gym, some people's alcohol, some people's working. Everybody has to get their fix, right?
Real talk, man. Yeah, so here we are 4 years later. I still doing the show, and it's just nice to see a collection of conversations of people talking about their dreams. And here you are, bro. You know, for anyone who doesn't know, my guy recently just dropped his first pair of sneakers.
Yes, we just got it done,
which is freaking awesome, bro, because I know a few people that have took this journey and they hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Or they started and then they just kind of they stopped, like, or people that just didn't know where to go. So here you are, bro, like living it, and you have physical products and everything. So maybe you could kind of talk to us about XBD Gaming.
Okay.
And just kind of the birth of it. You know, like, here you are with you got the first drop. How did how did this even come to be?
Honestly, like, I recommend what I started was XDB was created because I love gaming. I love like Call of Duty, Fortnite. I love video games. You know, I'm a big gamer and everything. And I was doing the sneaker thing at the same time. So what I realized when I go to sneaker shows is like, there's no gamer sneaker out there, you know, to represent the gaming community. And I want to represent them. Like, I want to be the Nike, the Adidas. You know, Nike did a Fortnite sneaker, but they just did the colorway on the sneaker. They didn't make the sneaker. I felt like that's not me. I don't want that representing me, you know. If you're going to do something right. Give it 100%, you know. So I was like, it's a need for it. It's a market that needs to show that, hey, we have style too, you know. So, So this is the first sneaker that we created and everything. So like, this is the first company I had. I would not recommend them. It took them 3 years to do this. Wow. You know, it was really bad. They took advantage of me. They knew I was a startup company and everything. I dropped down on $20,000 down, and like, he thought that it wasn't going to be successful, like the manufacturing company. And once his friend was a district manager of a big corporation, wanted to put orders, that's when he stopped and held my sneakers for ransom.
Mm.
You know?
Wow.
And he was like, he was like, I'm not going to make your sneakers until you give me the mass production contract. And I was like, I have to see how much the sneaker costs before I even come out with numbers. I don't even know the numbers yet. But if you give me a number and when the sneaker's made and I know the price of how much the sneaker costs, then I could see. You know, saying I have to see the profits. I ain't gonna get a contract and I have no profits. I'm just doing it for free, you know? So
wow.
So he did a lot of work on this and everything. It's a beautiful sneaker. That's the company you have to give some time. You got to test your sneakers out. So like this comes off in the bottom. You see, you can see that.
Oh yeah. Cool.
So like that's the only reason why it took a long time. Also,
you wanted that to happen.
No.
That's what, of course. Yeah. Because when
I like the look. I love the look of it, but realistically, this is plastic, the gold. So the glue, it has to be either pitched on, not stitched, or glue. It has to actually be attached to everything. So that was a problem with it. Oh. Even though it's beautiful and everything, it's not a reliable sneaker. It's a hazard. You know what I'm saying?
That's, of course.
Yeah, so that I had another company, and they did the job, and everything's perfect. So, like, if you notice, the gold doesn't go all the way around. It's the soles. So it wears and tears like a regular sneaker. Everything is good about it. The quality, the suede is water resistant, stain proof. So if you drop liquor or whatever and everything, it's good to go. Tested it at a bar and a club actually. But everything that's is good to go. They fit like Jordan 6 in size. So if you ever wear a Jordan 6, that's the way they fit. They're boy sizes or male sizes. So no wedges, for females, they're a little more big in the back because females go slim their feet towards the back, so it's more slimmer. So it'll feel a little bit loose and everything for females.
So what do? You buy, as a lady, you buy, or if you wear a lady's foot size, what's the difference in sizing? What do? Like if you're you wear a lady's size and you're a 10,
So my wife is like, I think like a size, like I think like an 8 and everything, okay. But she buys Jordan, so she knows, and boy, she's a size 6.5.
Gotcha. It's like 1.5 difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a size chart, so when you buy the sneakers, it shows you your size chart and everything to look and everything. We have from infants, toddlers, young, and grade school. And adults. So it shows you all your sizes and everything.
Wow.
Right now I'm gonna create it. You refresh my memory. So I'm gonna put the lady sizes on also so they can see what size they are. You know what I'm saying? Because some women do not know these sizes. I had the problem like last week, a lady wanted to put an order in and she didn't know her size. She only knows her size and woman's size. So this is
that's amazing, bro. That's just so cool. Like it has like the honeycomb vibe.
Yes.
That's fire.
So even the sneaker when you go in the video game, it has the octagon. So you put the octagon on, everywhere has the octagon on, even the video game. So it matches exactly the sneaker. So it looked like I just took the sneaker off the guy in the game. That's I want. Dope. So that's this one. And this is the other colorway that we're doing. So you have a selection.
Oh, there. Okay.
So you have another colorway.
What color is the suede? Is that like a purple or a navy blue?
It's like a jean blue. Okay. Like, so you can have jeans, like light blue jeans and everything. So this was the first company and everything. And this is the second one. We just touching it up. This is the second company one. If you notice the difference and everything. So this is why it takes so much time because the soles, we have to change the soles and everything. I want it to be more pearl. So that costs time because every time you order like something, you get something, you have to fix it. It takes 2 weeks to get there and 2 weeks back. So that's automatically lost 4 weeks.
Gotcha.
Insane. So I want this more like pearl block, like to pop. So I have to put more pearl on it and everything. They have to fix the back because I wanted to use your fingers so you could put them on, slide them on easily. You can just grab on and everything. I want them to change the color. So it's like a work in progress. Everything's always a work in progress. You just, it doesn't happen overnight.
Bro, I know, it's been brought to my attention what happens at like sneaker factories and certain things. And like, there's a lot of hands involved with the process. And
yes.
And from designer to production manager, there's so many people making decisions. So, you know, for you and your wife, I can imagine how much work it could be for two people.
Yes.
So, like on the creative side, seeing it through, working with a manufacturer across town, across country, or wherever it is. But that's bro, just to be physically, you know, it's in the flesh, you know, just to see it right there. So that's just amazing, man, just to be able to see that. How did that make you feel when you kind of put on your first pair? Because that's an epic moment right there.
You're gonna laugh at me. My wife told me not to get my size, so I had to make the sneaker not my size because she didn't want me wearing them. She was like, you're gonna wear them and everything. And they need to be Photoshopped, you need to have the models and everything. So I got a size 10, I'm a size 9.5. So it's really expensive. It costs $4,000 per size to make the first one.
The mold.
Yes, the molds. I'll let you know the steps. So the steps are, first thing, you want to get the stitchings right and everything, all the stitchings, the sizes of the stitchings and everything. Not that you do the top first. And that takes some time because, like, this was the wrong way when he first gave it to us. The stitching right here across, it was going this way, the opposite way. So that took, like 3 to 4 months to get that right. There's all these stitching, these patterns. And once that's the top path is done, they work on the soles. So this is a mold right here, a separate mold. And this is a separate mold. This is a separate mold. This is a separate mold and everything. This is a separate mold. This one's a separate mold. And this one's a separate mold. And, you know, so that's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 moldings. So the bottom mold alone costs like $1,000, you know?
Damn. It's tough for someone to just have a dream and kind of see it through it. You got to have capital, as you said. And that's, you know, not everyone has that. So it's a blessing you were able to build up your other business to be able to transition to this. And I appreciate you kind of going into detail, because a lot of people, they follow a dream and they kind of keep all the recipes and all the steps to themselves. And I, you know, of course, you're not telling us where you got, you know, and we don't need to know, like, who you bought it from or whatever. But, like, bro, you're able to kind of talk about all that. And I'm just grateful that you're kind of even letting someone know, if they have a dream to have a sneaker company, to have or even make one, they're getting an idea of, like, okay, I got to do the paper route, and I got to do the bus boy, and I got to do Uber, and I got, you know, to get that level up. So I appreciate kind of really step by step in it.
But I found an investor though, so that was a good thing. I found an investor because I did a business plan and I was going to banks and everything. A lot of banks were shutting me down because one, I was a startup company, so the idea is like, oh, you need to have like a line, your company has to be around for 2 years on plus just for them to look at you, and then you have to have your taxes. And after they go by your credit score, is things they do to get a line of credit or a bank loan. So I did a business plan. I wrote it myself and everything. It took me like a couple of months because you have to know everything. They want you to know everything. You know, you have to explain everything. It was like 35 pages, you know. You know what I'm saying? The whole steps, the whole process, where every penny is going to. And I met a guy by accident, just joking around, talking, and you never know, you know? So he was like, oh, you got a business plan? I'll show him my business plan. And he invested like 100K. So that's the only reason why I could also do it too. You know? So, like, you never know who you run into, but you always got to be prepared. If you're not prepared, you lose that opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff that people don't share, bro. Cause it's like, you know, we'll see a rapper kind of make it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and a lot of the time I'm like, who's pumping fuel into that engine, you know, like to be on top of a playlist or be all this, you know? And but I think it helps when you have the passion, they could see it in you. And then two, you have the plan where you're like, okay, well, if someone gave me 100K, this is what we're gonna do with it. And then whether you're a rapper and you need that for marketing, or you're a sneakerhead and you want to drop your own line, I think being able to, if you could know, like for me, I think about, I'm like, well, if I had $1 million, what would I do? And then a lot of the time I'm like, I don't even know what I would do. And then it's like, okay, well, it probably makes sense that I don't have it yet. I think when you're able to know what you could do with it, it gives you the opening in life to be like, here, take it now. And or be, now you're ready for it. Mm-hmm. Even though things happen, you can't guarantee what will happen with the money. But if you mm-hmm. at least have a plan, I feel like if you fail the plan, you're planning to fail.
Yes.
And here you are, bro. You were ready to go. You met the right dude who was ready. And then you sold him on your dream, and he was sold. And here you are.
Yes, man. So, like, we're going to launch next month. We're going to get on, like, pro gamers, influencers to show them up and everything. Like I said, like, we're into gaming, so we're getting, like, a couple of people. You're going to hit them up with our packages. So the way it works is, like, you have to write a package. You have to have all your stuff set, and you send it to them. So, like, I hired a PR company to make sure that I look professional, because a lot of people, you know, saying, like, you can't sound like you're coming from, like, the backwoods, you know, somewhere, you know. You got to be professional at times, or you lose your chances. So always hire people. If you don't know, hire somebody, but make sure you do a background check, you know. I'm saying, and make sure that they're in the industry that you're in. Don't hire somebody that's not in the industry, because you're just wasting money. You gotta get the money, you know. So, like, if you're into gaming, make sure that when you hire a PR company, they're into gaming. They work with collaborations with gaming and everything.
Gotcha.
If you're in the music industry, you say, make sure it's in music, you know. You're not going to hire somebody that builds computer and is a PR company for computers, because it's not going to benefit you.
You got to see the proof. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
That's real, bro. So like right here, right now, just say someone's like, yo, I need a pair.
Mm-hmm.
What does someone do? Is it on the way? Are they going to be available soon? What's going on with, if someone's like, yo, I need a pair right now, like, what are they?
So right now, July 8th, we're going to launch an Indiegogo. You can do a pre-order.
Okay.
So you can do a pre-order once after we do the fundraising, Kickstarter, because it costs like almost 200 grand to build all the sizes and everything. So like after sell a certain amount, like 2,000 pairs of sneakers, if I sell 2,000 pairs of sneakers, you get it. If you don't get 2,000 pairs of sneakers, you get your money back. I do not play with people's money. If I can't do it, you get your money back. If I could do it, I'm going to take it and make it happen. That's the way I work.
Got you. Okay. So where can people find you or the site or wherever, just so it, when that announcement is made, people know where to go to support it?
Oh, you could go to IndiegogoXDBGaming.com. I'll send you the link and everything. You could go to my website. The link will be there. It'll send you there too. It's www.xdbgaming.com.
You know? Okay. So yeah, I'll pull it up real quick. Hold on, let me find that. Here we go. So here we go.
Yes, that's it. That's the best thing. Yeah, that's it, you know. So you got a little video commercial there.
Yeah, that's, let's pull it up.
Yeah, so it gives you a 360 view of the sneaker. You know, shows you what you're getting. I recommend seeing them in person, because, like, when you see them in person, they like breathtaking. You're like, wow, the image doesn't do justice for it. You know? Yeah, so.
That's fire, man.
And we collaborate with Ciesia. She's an artist in Staten Island. She's awesome. A couple other people, models.
Yeah, so make sure to connect with the XDB Gaming Familia. This is mm-hmm. their website. And then, of course, all the social media is at the bottom. That's XDBGaming.com. Mm.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah,
of course. Hold on, let me just close that. That's, bro, that's exciting, is to kind of be at this next stage. And I know there's some pressure on you to kind of get the word out and get it in more than a couple people's hands. But, you know, for anyone out there who gets a pair, you know, you're really supporting of parents that are, you know, that love sneakers, but also a veteran. You didn't even bring that up, but my homie's a veteran. Where were you stationed then?
I was stationed in Virginia. I did three tours in Iraq, two on a boat, one on the ground. It was quite an experience, learning lesson, make you appreciate things. You know, you see a lot of crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? You meet a lot of great people.
This guy put on for his country. You know, he puts on for his family. And you know, me, I just want to kind of put it out there, because like, certain things, I've been approached by many people that have been like, yo, Noodles, I want a pair, I want a free hat, or I want a shirt, or whatever. And then they roll up to me rocking $300 pairs of sneakers.
Yes.
And a lot, so like, whenever that moment hits me, I always think of Bronx Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny is talking to Cody. Or, no, not Sonny. Oh, yeah, Sonny's talking to Cody, and he's like, is Mickey Mantle paying your bills?
Yes.
Like, that always hit me, because, like, that always hits me when it comes to buying something that's extremely high priced from a brand that I have no connection with.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, I'm a DIY kind of guy. I love making all my own stuff. I have my own stuff. But when it comes to sneakers, I think of that. I'm like, am I really going to spend $350? And, you know, I respect Virgil. I respect all these guys putting in work and being super creative, because I know the game. But a lot of the time, I'm like, nah. You know, and then I'll just buy some Reebok Classics for like $50. Lately, I've just been on some buy the most, not basic, but buy something like where I could support someone that I know. I'd rather put the money into someone else, like buying someone's comic book, or buying, so you know what I mean? Like, instead of spending $350 on a pair from Nike, you know, and Nike does their thing, you know, but like, there's a lot of questionable things of what a lot of companies do. And like, to me, I'd rather put the $250 in someone who worked as a veteran, who fought for the country, who has literally, I know where they live. They have a kid with autism. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you're fighting that good fight, man. And I really appreciate the work you and your wife are doing. So
thanks, man.
I highly recommend to anyone out there, before you just go out and hit the app and say, got them, and post it. Like, Nike doesn't know you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and nothing against creatives. And I know they hire creatives, and they got the best influencers in the game promoting their stuff. So like, it appears cool, but like, yo, support your people. Support an independent hustler from the island that busses ass all day on the ferry, grinding it out city style, takes care of his family, and then stays up till 3 a.m. cooking up a pair of kicks. That's what I would recommend to anyone out there before you hit the Gotham app and shout out a company that will never shout you out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I know we all have nostalgic vibes as kids where we like, and that's why I bought the Jordan 13s. But I'm saying, think local and support local too.
Yes.
And, you know, we all, and I'm not putting anyone down who cops Nike stuff. You know, I have set many pairs in my day, but it's like, go out and support a local hustler and let them get to, and help them get to that level.
Yeah,
it could be your best friend rapping, it could be your homie right here dropping kicks. It goes a long way.
So like the object of this is to get contracts and everything for like other games and everything. I can't tell you the ideas, but they're gonna be exclusive, and if I do really well, hopefully I could do a collaboration. My friends will put a word in for Supreme, so I could do a collaborate with them and everything. So I'm trying to do sales and everything, and like majority profits is gonna go to like a tournament and everything. That's my biggest goal, is to throw a tournament. Like, first place walks away with $10 million and everything. I already got the numbers there. I already did it. I already came out with it and everything. It's gonna cost me like $113 million and everything. So like, it depends on the sneaker sales, you know. Like, if I do really well, I'm trying to give it back to like people that's gamers, you know. That's it. You know, throw like a world tournament, first place walks away with $10 million, second place walks away $7 million and everything. You have to pay taxes after that. I'm gonna give you $10 million, but you're gonna pay taxes. But it's awesome, man.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of you both for getting to this point, and really, even when you hit your highest marks, you're still thinking about giving back, and you know that.
Yeah.
It's just dope because, you know, we don't even know who designs most of these kicks for these big companies. So it's just dope to, like, talk to a human being.
Mm.
And really them telling us about the blood, sweat, and tears that they put in. So, you know, shout out to you, and shout out to your wife, Samantha, for really, you know, being lifers in this game and really, you know, finding ways to support. And, you know, and you, as you said, you're hiring other designers. You're putting... Mm. Supporting the gaming communities, bro. So keep shining, man.
Yeah, man. Like, hey, if you want it, nobody can stop you but you, man. That's what I always tell people. If you want it bad, trust me, you got to put the time in. You get, even though it's 30 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. Hey, man. Like, I'll go days without sleep, man. That's how badly I want it. You know, take a little power naps here and then. That's it. Go to work. Do this again. Do sneaker shows. Do sneaker runs. Like, I used to get, like, on a weekend, like, from Friday all the way to Monday, I'll get probably, like, a good 4 hours of sleep throughout the whole thing. I'll do sneaker runs in the morning, go change, wash up, and go to work, come home, go head out, do sneaker runs. That's it. Take a little power naps. That's it.
Wow. Bro, that's – all right, you're going to get it, man, and you're getting it right now, so – It's great to just, you know, hear your side of the story, because we see these kicks. Kicks drop every week, and it's like we just know the designer, or we know, you know, Travis Scott dropped them, you know, which is cool. Yeah. But like, this is just dope to see, like, the process. And you really talked about your failures, about how one company screwed you over.
You're
like, nah, that's not the end of me. And you bounced back and you found another company, and then you made them even better. So I did. Bro, that's great to hear. It's inspiring for any young person or any kid of any age.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. I'll just let people know, like, you don't fail until you quit. When you quit, that's when you fail. You know? Like, as long as you keep on doing it, you're going to make mistakes. Just keep on pushing, you know. Don't think about mistakes, because they're lessons that you need to learn. You know what I'm saying? Think about, like, you have to learn this. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're hard-headed. You got to learn it more than once, you know?
Real talk, you know, man.
Yeah, like that's the way I see it. It's like, I have no choice. It's not an option. Going backwards is not an option for me. You know what I'm saying? It's always going forward. You know, I get like an inch or a quarter of an inch, whatever. I don't care. I'm taking it. I'm going to keep on moving forward. That's it.
That's amazing, bro.
Mm.
So, bro, I can't wait to just see this evolve even further. I'm proud of, you know, all your progress. I remember we met. You were just flipping kicks. Now you're literally creating your own.
Yes.
So congrats to you and your wifey for making it this far. And I can't wait to see what another year brings.
It's gonna be crazy.
Shout out to your little ones too. I know they're a big inspiration.
Yes. Yeah, they're funny. You gotta see them, you gotta meet them. They're hilarious. My little one's gonna be a cult leader, you know, like, that's what you think. She's gonna run a cult, because, like, she's attract mad people and everything. Like, she just have that energy that brings people to her, you know. Adults, kids, everybody just loves her to death, you know. And she knows what she's doing, you know. She's funny, you know. And she wants to, she made me write her application for her friends that's paid like $35 a year to be her friend. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
She said, time is money.
Wow.
So she's mad funny like that. She's like, yeah, you got my application. People just can't be around me when I'm, you know.
Protecting her energy.
Yeah.
You've done that protect my energy stuff. So
yeah, man, it's hilarious, you know.
That's dope, like, man. Mm. So you're always welcome back to the show. You know, once you drop those chairs you were talking about, let's reconnect and get you back on here, and you know, for and once again, let everyone know where they could follow your journey, where what's the site and the Insta.
Yeah, Instagram. You can follow us at XDB Gaming, man. Instagram, I'll post up and everything. I'll update what's going on with the sneakers and everything. So if you do order after this, I'll give you like every 3-day updates and everything because I'm on it. I feel like it's like it should be a smooth transition. You should know what's going on. You should not look for me. I should make sure my customers and everybody's good and taken care of. Service is like a main priority.
Yeah, that's the social media right here, XDB yeah. Gaming.
Yeah, like I love my website. People make fun of it and everything because as like gamers come from different backgrounds, you know. That's what I love about it, you know. Like Melissa, she has a partner, you know, and like people are like, oh, that's gay and all that stuff and everything. I'm like, look it, she's a gamer. I love her, she's cool and everything. Whoever is not personalized is unpersonalized, it has nothing to do with me. Or a rapper or an artist, like I promote everybody because at the end of the day, everybody plays video games. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't matter about your religion, your race, your political views. None of that matters. It matters on your skills.
That's for real.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I love about it.
you play games, but you don't play games because you're don't just say it, do it.
Yeah.
And yeah. You play video games, but in real life, you don't play no games.
Yeah, I got offered a couple of teams. You know, I'm pretty good. My wife says I'm really good. I got offered to like teams to play and everything, do tryouts, but like I don't have the time. Order to play video games and everything. That's a heads up. You have to have a constant schedule. If you don't have a constant schedule, you can't go pro. So like I got advice pro teams and everything, and my schedule doesn't allow me because I have my business, all this, my family and everything. So I play when I have like a little free time, and that's barely.
Yeah, you gotta, if you want to be a professional carpenter, you can't do it on the side at midnight for an hour. There's going to be a guy that out crushes you because he outworked you, you know, and so you really gotta pick your dream accordingly and be like, yo, I want to be this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to put in this time to it because you're going to see the fruits of your labor or you're going to have regrets. Oh, man, I should have put more time. Oh, I should have tried harder.
Yeah.
It's going to be one or the other. You're going to be like, wow, I put in all that work. Look at us now. Or you're going to be like, damn, what if I did this? You know, and you don't want to be that second person. So, that's real, man.
And if you want to talk to anybody that's really good, it's my wife, Samantha. She trains people to go pro. She's the person to holler at. She comes out for training pack and everything. We had two people go pro. One of them got dropped because he wasn't a team player and everything, but he's really skilled player. So it depends on what game you have to be. You have to be a team player, you know. So like I'm really blunt and honest, you know. So like taking my time because I don't want to curse. But I'm a sailor, you know. I have a sailor mom.
you know me.
So, but Samantha, like she trained this kid. I ain't gonna say his name. But he was part of our team and everything. I was trying to create a professional gaming team. And she trained them. They came into like 51st place in tournament for Fortnite, the big tournament. It was like $100 million. First place walks away with $3 million and everything. It was holding the Barclays Center. And we came in on 51st. It was only in the top 50. So if you're at 50 place, you make $50,000 per player. So each player made 50 grand each. So it's serious money, you know.
That's dope, man. Shout out to you for, you know, really putting on for your culture and sneaker culture, gaming culture, and family. You know what I mean? And I really applaud you. And I really hope to be like you, man, because I got a business, but I don't got kids and a full time job. I just have my business, and you know, I my partner and everything. But yo, you find time to make it all work. So my goal is to get on your level and keep up the amazing work, man. And shout out to Samantha and the whole family.
And shout out to you too, man. And one more thing. If you want to be on my level, read a book called 10X by Grant Cardone. Yeah, that book's amazing. I recommend it, man.
I've heard of this book.
Like he's no BS, no nothing. You know, like he tells you, like, you want to go to the next level. He helps you out. You change your mindset, motivate you. It's a really good book. I recommend everybody read it.
No doubt. Thank you.
If you need it, I'll drop it off.
Much love, man. Yo, bro, you're always welcome back. And don't stop dreaming. I look forward to the drop, and you know, make sure once again to follow their journey and support, you know, a family-owned business, veteran-owned business. And really, you know, let's help them reach their goals. So, bro, keep shining bright, man.
You too, bro. You take it easy. Have a good night. I'll get my kid.
All right, my dude. Peace.